On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the holiday market at the Adrian Center for the Arts, and I'm so happy to have on the program with me to talk more about it the executive director there, Valerie Herr. Valerie, so good to have you back on the program once again.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is something that a lot of people look forward to every single year, Valerie.
They absolutely do. You want to talk one-stop shopping? We've got it all.
Well, let's talk about the fact that this is about not only shopping, but also supporting local artists in the area, too, isn't it?
It is. This year, we've got over 50 local artists that will all have their wares for sale. And so this is a really great opportunity. If you want to support local artists and help keep the arts vibrant, this is your chance.
As well as probably finding some very unique things, too.
Yes, you will not find a blanket that you get at a big box store here. Instead, you will find handcrafted, unique items.
That's wonderful, and it's all made by local artists.
It is. They're all from Lenawee County or the surrounding areas. And again, this is your chance to support local artists in one stop.
Okay. Now, the holiday market is right there at the Adrian Center for the Arts, correct?
Correct. It's back in Building 46, which is our gallery building.
Okay. And how long does the market go until?
So the market is open now through December 23rd. Monday through Friday, we're open 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays and Sundays, we're open 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
I just think, Valerie, this is going to be something in which if you have somebody on your Christmas list that you think, I have no idea what to get them, this is going to be a great place to be able to find that item.
It really is. We've got things for men and women, people of all ages. If they're a coffee lover, get them a handcrafted coffee mug. I'm not a coffee drinker, but coffee people tell me the mug that they drink their coffee out of matters.
Yes, yes. And it certainly is. So you make sure that you get that unique coffee mug then for them.
We have a wide variety of functional items and just pretties.
Yeah, I like that, just pretties. Kind of like what type of pretties, Valerie?
So we've got quite a few 2D artists, so paintings, drawings that they can hang on their walls, or you could always buy yourself a To Me From Me present. We encourage that as well.
Absolutely.
We have a huge amount of jewelry this year.
Oh.
ACA's membership is the largest it's ever been, which means that just expands the wares that we're able to sell at our holiday market, and we've added several amazing jewelry artists this year.
Wow, this is going to be something definitely for people to check out then.
It is. And while you're there, check out our website before you come because we have holiday classes every weekend in December.
Oh.
So not only can you come and buy art, but you can create your own art as well.
What a great idea, Valerie. Oh my gosh. I mean, you got a lot of things to offer people.
We do. And really, if you just can't figure out what to get them, we sell gift certificates. And they can use that for an upcoming class or for merchandise, so they could come and pick out their own item.
Great, great. Well, you talk about upcoming classes. What are some of the upcoming classes that the Adrian Center for the Arts will be offering?
So about mid-December, our winter schedule will come out, and we'll have youth classes and classes for adults. But really exciting for us is our glassblowing studio will be back up and running.
Nice.
So our new furnace has arrived, and so about mid-January, you'll be able to take glassblowing classes. And we've hired a welding instructor. So we're going to be offering welding classes from beginners to experienced.
Wow. This is really something that's great that the ACA is going to be able to offer, Valerie.
A large part of it is due to the amazing support that we have from our community. We couldn't do any of this without our community support.
That's right. I mean, you are a nonprofit organization, but you know, you survive by the people supporting not only the classes but also coming to help support the local artists as well.
We do. We are committed to ensuring that the visual arts stay vibrant in our community and that local artists earn a working living.
Yeah.
And so how you can help us is shop our holiday market, take classes from us.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is, which is really, I think, is so incredible, is the amount of talent that we have here in Lenawee County, Valerie, that is going to be able to be shown at the holiday market. But it just amazes me about how wonderful that we have here, such great talent of artists here in Lenawee County.
I've worked in other counties, and let me tell you that Lenawee County is so full of amazing artists across the board, not just the visual artists, but when you talk about the Adrian Symphony Orchestra, the Croswell, artists are thriving here in Lenawee County, and it's because Lenawee County supports those artists.
That's right. That's for sure. Well, this is wonderful. What other things are going to be in the future for the Adrian Center for the Arts, Valerie?
So next year, we turn 10 on the Plainwave campus, and we are going for the big bang for our 10-year anniversary. Save July 5th. That will be ours and the Ragtime Review Extravaganza's large event,
yes,
where we will be celebrating not only the Ragtime Review, but our 10-year anniversary. We'll have themed classes for the entire year and a few surprises for our community along the way.
So probably the best way to keep up on that is keep up on your website, right, Valerie?
Check out our website, follow us on social media, Adrian Center for the Arts, and you'll learn all there is to know that we're doing.
Absolutely. You know, the Adrian Center for the Arts has become such a gem for us here in Lenawee County, and you know, as well as you know, an additional gem out there at the Plainwave campus, to where it's not only you and of course the Plainwave, but of course the Ragtime River Raisin Ragtime Review is going to be is and will be located out there at the campus as well.
It is a vibrant community. I keep using that word, but that is the best word to describe what's happening right here in our community.
Yeah.
And our reach is beyond Lenawee County now. We have members from the surrounding county, so we're bringing in needed dollars to our community through all of our partnerships on the Plainwave campus.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's a win-win situation, Valerie.
It really is. Our artists are winning, and the community is winning.
Yeah, that's right. Well, once again, let's mention about the Adrian Center for the Arts Holiday Market. It's going to be going until when?
December 23rd, and the hours are Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays and Sundays, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Wonderful. So many great things happening at the Adrian Center for the Arts. You just, like I said, it's such a gem for us here in Lenawee County. And thanks for all that you do for helping making that a true situation for us.
Oh, thank you. I am blessed to be able to work for the Adrian Center for the Arts.
Well, it's so good. And thank you so much for coming onto the program and reminding us about the holiday market that's going on until December 23rd. Valerie Herr, thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. My guest has been Valerie Herr, the Executive Director for the Adrian Center for the Arts. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.